It's new shit. It's. Mm-hmm. You say. Yes, it's new shit. Yes, it's music. And it's new. Here just for you. Hey, my name is Julie B, and my in-studio mic is a little shaky, so I'm going to keep it on with my loopers mic. I hope that sounds okay to you guys. It's a little fuzzy for me, but ooh, yeah, hopefully it's not peaking too bad. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Julie B., a.k.a. Cronfused, a.k.a. your mom's best friend. And today, I'm here to inspire you and play for you some new cool tunes, mostly of the Canadian variety. This first song is kind of thematic because today, and from the 19th of February until the 20th of March is Pisces season. So I thought I would start with a song by someone very near and dear to my little Pisces heart. His name is Casey Koizen. He performs as Naga, and he is probably like the closest thing to a patron or a mentor that I have. He's super creative, super ingenious. He's an installation artist, audio artist, VR artist. And this song that I'm about to play you is about to have a new video come out in VR, which is kind of amazing if you think about it. So, I'm just going to go right into this song. It's called Fish Eyes. I would look up this song anywhere. It's on YouTube. It's not on Spotify. But like I said, there's going to be a VR music video coming out soon, which is super, super dope. So please check it out. This is Fish Eyes by Naga.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasquim, Mustail.
And we're back with Musish and your sweet stoner friend, Cronfused, a.k.a. Julie B., a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust. And that was Naga by, Fish Eyes by Naga. He's an incredible Canadian artist. I suggest you keep an eye on what he's doing, especially if you're interested in the mixing of medias, cultures, and ideas. Like that song I love, that there's traditional drumming and then also like very grunge, punk rock sort of shredding. I think that's just like super awesome. This is a quick reminder to all of you out there that this is a call-in show. So if you would like, you can call me right now at 778-682-0442. That's my real actual number. You can call me and give me a subject and I'll make up a song about whatever you want. It's Pisces season, so maybe you're feeling really moody, maybe you're feeling fishy, like that last song, Fish Eyes, which is actually about how elders love fish eyes and how it's a delicacy in certain cultures, which is pretty cool, pretty cute if you ask me, to dedicate something like that, something like art, to the love that your loves love. If you tuned into the last episode, you know I'm mildly obsessed with love. And I guess this next song that I'll show you is kind of about a different kind of love. Maybe it's about like tough love, really, more than anything else. So it's a really cool, again, local band, local to BC, formerly local to Vancouver, Dead Soft. I found out about this band when one of them worked with me, Keely, the bass player, and they are just awesome. They're that kind of crunchy rock that makes you feel like you could high kick your day away, but then they're saying things that are like, oh wait, that's actually like not as sweet and cute as your poppy oohs and ahs are leading me to believe. Like your lyrics have some teeth and I'm thinking about stuff now. This song, there's a new music video out for it and it's off their new album. I would definitely check them both out. The song is called Problems and the music video is so cute, so throwback, just like this band. If you are into grunge, if you're into the Pacific Northwest sound and like some genuinely lovely, cute rock, I would check this out. But remember, it's always good to have like, you know, some teeth. I had a friend who gave me some advice. She told me not to dump my problems onto other people. She was right. And she even had a nice way of saying it. Now I see her. Sorry, all my auxiliary cord just shorted out for no fun reason. Let me try and fiddle some diddles here and I maybe can make it work. Well, I guess we're not going to be able to play that song. I'll try and pull it up on YouTube while we wait for my iPad to cooperate. One second. I had a friend who gave me some advice. She told me not to.
emergency.
Ambulance.
Ambulance. AM.
Speak My Language is a collection of 5 radio documentaries centering the experiences of Chinese seniors navigating barriers in the BC healthcare system. Created through collaborations between youth and seniors, this intergenerational radio storytelling project promotes a greater awareness of language and cultural accessibility in healthcare. Come out for the launch event, Speak My Language, Celebrating Our Stories, happening at the SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts on Saturday, March 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. The event is free, and ASL, Cantonese, and Mandarin interpretation will be provided. For more info, visit yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's YARROW society.ca/speakmylanguage.
Thank you.
Oh, don't you just love Lito Pimenta? She's so great. That song is so great. The song is called Eso Que Tú Haces. And I believe it's going to be on her new upcoming album called Miss Colombia, which I am super excited for. All the other tracks she's released, I think there's been three so far that she's teased, are wonderful. The video for this is so bright, so beautiful, and so very much her. She's an incredibly proud Latina woman. She's a mother, she's a Canadian, and she's a super wonderful musician. Just the stuff that she makes, it always makes me just want to like run through the streets and, you know, fist pump my espresso and, you know, kick a old white dude and tell him to maybe pay for my education and apologize for kicking him because maybe that was out of line. He is just standing there. I'm drinking my coffee. We're all sorry now. But yeah, she's lovely, and I hope that you guys listen to her album when it comes out. The next artist I'm going to play is another Pisces, another lady, someone who is pretty ingrained in the hip-hop community in Vancouver, and the song is actually about being a Pisces. It's quite cheeky. It's about some other fun, fishy activities that you might pick up on, and I feel like it's a really appropriate one to play on International Women's Day, heading into this super womanly weekend, to remind you like how to treat ladies, how to treat yourself, and that the fishiest friend of all is a Pisces friend. So this song is Pisces by Horsepower, and I hope you dig it.
Is that like a dream when you open my knees? Looked in between, you saw the ocean.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthaskakhuya,
Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. And we're back. That was Pisces by Horse Power. She's an excellent hip-hop artist here in Vancouver. I believe she's actually out of like L.A. or New York now. The lady's doing things. She's awesome. I think she even used to host Crimes and Treasons here at CITR. I think that show is still going, though. I would check it out if you're a fan of lyricism and such like that. Speaking of hip-hop, speaking of Vancouverites, and speaking of fantastic women, our next artist is Viles. She's someone that I really slept on for way too long. She had an album out that I hadn't even heard of. And then she posted this really hilarious, like, TikTok snap thing where she's just looking at the camera with all these different fantastic looks. Literally, she is turning looks to Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. And someone reposted it, maybe Jenny Lee from IMUR, who also big time fan of. And I just did a deep dive on this woman's Insta because she is just so interesting to behold, only to find out that she has some fantastic lyrics, like spits so hard. And I just love it. I love it when a woman can rap with this much and when any person is lyrically gifted, it's so exciting to just indulge in their work. But when it's a female perspective, I obviously relate to that so much. And she calls herself the rap game Bjork, which, come on, that's awesome. There's so much respect for that. So this song is Rockstar by Viles. Came out last summer, and her whole album Vilesland is worth a listen. It's super excellent to party to, so I would indulge.
I be on my rock star and he be on my roster. I'm looking for a real man, don't fuck with no imposters. Hardy packing monster, then grow me like a sponsor. If you ain't a real one, I'm saying please don't bother. Okay, so he wanna go who bad, been daydreaming about me mad. And since I came up on his radar, he just want what he can have. I know he think I'm fine and shit, I ain't denying it, but stimulate my mind and maybe I'll be down for trying shit. I did take a notice in your grin and monochromatic fit, and the way you roll that whip it, I can't quit. So if you wanna be my man, then baby, treat me, boy, just treat me like my number one fan. I be on my rock star and he be on my roster. I'm looking for a real man, don't fuck with no imposters. Hurdy packing monster, then grow me like a sponsor. If you ain't a real one, I'm saying please don't bother. I be on my rock star and he be on my roster. I'm looking for a real man, don't fuck with no imposters. Hurdy packing monster, then grow me like a sponsor. If you ain't a real one, I'm saying please don't bother. The rumor is that I like the nice things, and I got a couple kings mixing sapphire in my drink. What you think? Do you dig? Hit like Cameron in the pain. Pulled out the purple haze and now he's picking out the ring. But if I find out what you say ain't really true, and you've been flexing just to get to me like you ain't even new, boy, we through. Fuck a joker, I ain't never play a fool. And when you pull up to my show, it be like, who the fuck are you? I be on my rock star and he be on my roster. I'm looking for a real man, don't fuck with no imposters. Hurdy packing monster, then call me like a sponsor. If you ain't a real one, I'm saying please don't bother. I be on my rock star and he be on my roster. I'm looking for a real man, don't fuck with no imposters. Hurdy packing monster, then call me like a sponsor. If you ain't a real one, I'm saying please don't bother. You know what to do with it. I'm saddled, waiting, coming, stunts on it. If you want it, then prove it.
Who is her producer? Is it her? It's awesome. The production for that is fantastic. She also has another song that's like her version of the Whisper song, which growing up always made me so uncomfortable, some of the things they said in that song. But now that more women are in hip hop and they're taking it back, I just love it. That kind of stuff I'll accept. But when it's a man saying he'll beat the pussy up, for some reason, I'm just like made so uncomfortable by it. I think that's just a rule. If someone's owning their own body parts and asking for something, it's like, yeah. But if someone's telling you, it's like, nah. So just a reminder, this is a call-in show, should you desire. You can call me at 778-682-0442, and I'll make up a song about anything you want. Stick you on speakerphone so people know I'm not just making up songs about what I want. This is about giving the people what they want. Until then, I'm going to keep playing other tunes. And if you call me during one of these tunes, I'll write it down and then I'll put up whatever we have to next. Here we go. Here's a phone call. One second. I'm just going to put you on speaker. One second. Hello.
Hey, Julie. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just at work. I figured I would ask if you were to make a song about reestablishing new musical connections. Our good friend TJ is about to move back to Edmonton, and we're about to start some new musical projects, and that's kind of exciting. So... anyway, you can do something of that sort, you know?
That's super inspiring, and that's what the show is all about, is, yeah, like, taking something that inspires someone else and going for it. So let me just write down quickly some words that go with this. So it's a new old friend, and it's a restart. And you're excited for future jams.
Yeah.
You say those, that's correct. So it's a restart of future jams with a new old friend.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, well.
That's a good combo.
Awesome. Well, for the folks at home, you obviously don't know, this is my older brother.
You throw collab in there as well. That could be
collaboration. Okay, I'll add that. Always into.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have an awesome Friday, and I hope you have awesome future jams with TJ. I know you two are both going to have a wonderful time. I can't wait to see what you create.
Beautiful.
And hey, if you send it to me, I'll put it on the show.
You might be part of it as the collabs go.
Oh, hey, you never know. Can't try and keep me away. All right. Peace, bro. Right.
Love you.
Love you too. Well, yeah, if you couldn't guess, that was my older brother, who is certifiably the coolest. And this song goes out to him and our dear pal, TJ.
Happening, yeah, we gonna collab, man. New jams happening, yeah, we gonna collab. happening. Yeah, we gonna call it that.
Thank you so much, and thank you to Eric for that wicked suggestion. I love collaboration. I love TJ. He's a super fantastic guitarist. He doesn't really do anything solo. He's been on a lot of projects in the North. If you listen to Dago Wolf at all, you'll hear his guitar. I'm trying to think of other people's albums that he's played on, but I can't offhand. But it's been a lot. It's been a lot. He's a kind of a one of the pillars of the music community up north, and I truly adore him. So we're in the last few minutes of our show, which means that I'm going to do a wrap-up and then sign off with some happy little ads, because who doesn't love a good advertisement? Well, I do. I know it keeps the lights on here, and it keeps CITR able to provide lovely spaces like this for creatives like me. So you know what? I love ads, and I'll say it. I don't care. So I'm going to play one. I love it. Listen to this. Ooh.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music? Oh, there is music playing? That's great. I love music. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to let him listen to music, because music seemed pretty fine to listen to.
Want some more of that sweet, sweet music? Listen to Dialectic with Dan and Chase, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my favorite part coming. The song.
How fun. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to do my teeny tiny little wrap-up here so I don't cut into anybody's time. The stuff we talked about today, in case you're just tuning in now, has been fishes, especially the Pisces kind of variety. Problems that you should have solved on your own, that your friends have called you out about, but, you know, you still don't listen. Doing what you can, doing what you do well, and doing yourself, you know, marching to the beat of your own drum, and then beating that drum till it's a dead horse, whatever you want. Being a sexy Pisces fish, you know, and getting to be loved by one. And not only that, but being your own rock star and not messing with people who aren't genuine and who aren't worth your time. And then we made up a sweet jam about my brother and his dear friend TJ, who's moving to his town, where they will be picking up old jams. I just love it when people call in. I don't care that they're my family. That means they're listening, and then I don't have to call them later. I'm kidding. I'll still call you, Eric. I hope you have a good day. So yeah, this last song is going to be an improv by me, Cronfused, and it's about all that stuff we talked about. Mostly it's going to be about fishes, doing what you can well, and ignoring your problems. It's going to be about, fishes doing what they can instead of ignoring their problems. Let's do it that way. Thank you so much. This has been Musish. It's a fun little fill-in show. I'll be back on Friday, the 20th of March. Same bat time, same bat channel. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, unceded territorial lands of the Squamish and Musqueam and Tsleil-Waututh people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyem, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyem, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasque, Mustayo.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.